Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these salties just aiming the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me in gold. 40 got a bunch of, he ain't even. These be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Get me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you know that be hating to catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls.
Please leave your message for.
Drinking a little more, I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, this one for the books, man. I swear this is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment.
What's up, you guys? It's Good Vibes, and I'm Ryan. Today is October the 21st. Woo, October the 21st, 2015, and it's Good Vibes. Week 3 so far with using Blog Talk Radio. So today's topic is very juicy, and I'm going to get to that a little bit later. I do have a guest calling in soon, so I am going to go to a little song break while I get that situated, and we will be right back.
Now I don't, I used to,
yeah.
Father will forgive.
Okay, we're back. Tristan, are you on? Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Tristan. Hey, what's up, everybody?
So, it's good vibes. And, of course, you have to tell me what gave you good vibes today.
Getting off work.
Getting off work? Why?
Yeah, getting off work.
Because, you had a bad day at work?
Like, not even. It's just at work. I feel like encased. Like I have to slave or whatever. And then when I get outside, it's nice. It was nice today, so.
Well, if you think about it like that, then, you know.
Why did
you can't
I
think about it like that. Huh?
Lisa?
I said you can't think about it like that.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
As far as like work is slave, you can't think about it like that.
Yeah, definitely,
but,
like positive.
You say why?
I said you got to think about the positive.
Yeah. Positive energy only, right? Good vibes only.
Yeah.
So, what gave me good vibes today was a lot of things gave me good vibes today, actually. I think on my way to school, I saw the sunrise, and I think that started my good vibes. So that was really nice. But overall, what'd you say?
I said that's dope. Continue.
Oh, yeah. But overall, how was your day?
It was pretty good.
What did you do after you got off of work?
I took a walk because it's like a good walk between where I work. Huh?
I said you took a walk where?
Oh, to the train, because a good, like, there's no train around there, so I had to walk to the train. So, like, it was a cool walk, and then I got home. I took, like, the long way home, which ended up being really long.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got home, I did a little workout and cooked, and yeah, now I'm
relaxing. Oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Let's see. For me, what did I do today? I went to school and, I didn't go to school first. I went to Capitol Hill. I had to go to a hearing on cybersecurity school. And then I went to school to write the paper. And yeah, now I'm here. I probably work out later.
Okay.
So afterwards.
Oh, after? I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm actually super sore. That gave me good vibes too. I'm super sore from working out. So it made me feel like I'm actually doing something, you know?
Yeah, I just
don't
felt like that after I was done. Nah, I agree. And then I went downstairs and I was smiling mad hard at my brother. He was like, why are you smiling so hard? I was like, because I hurt. And he looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, clown. But today, the topic was really supposed to be, like, Wednesday heat. Like, what got you mad? What gave you some type of stress today? What made you feel some type of way? Like, you know, tell me why you mad, right? But you seem to have had a good day. I had a good day. And everybody who answered the question was, like, they not mad. Everybody had a good day. Everybody was giving me their good vibe story rather than their heated story. So I guess we can't hear that question. So I'm going to just share what some people told me gave them good vibes today. So the first person told me that them just waking up gave them good vibes. So I guess that's good, too.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
What'd you say?
I said that's a great thing, waking up.
Oh, a great thing. Yeah, that is a great thing. Somebody else said the cookies and cream frat they had after breakfast, or they had with their breakfast this morning. And I was like, yes. I wish I could have a cookies and cream frat. Super jealous. somebody else said giving good vibes gave them good vibes. So I asked her, I said, how did you do it? How did you give good vibes? And she said she made the decision that today was going to be a good day, and she just started to speak to people. So I was like, yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, that's dope.
Like, if you wake up and say, like, oh, my God, today's going to be a bad day, or if you think about work as slavery, then of course you're going to have a bad day at work. You can't think about it like that. Of course you're going to have a bad day if you think you're going to have a bad day. What? You said that. You didn't say that at the beginning?
I did, but, you know, I didn't really, like, think about it in that terms. Like, the way you just said it was made it sound so bad, like.
Because that's how you can't think about it. It's so bad. You got to think about, is this what I'm doing right now? But, yeah, somebody else said completing their work ahead of schedule. Ooh. Do you do that? Do you complete stuff when it's done? Like, when, not when it's done. Do you complete things, like, right before it's due? Or you, like, make sure you plan ahead of time?
Well, me, I usually procrastinate until the last few days.
Procrastinator.
Yeah, procrastinator right here. not to say that there's a good thing. People shouldn't do that, but that's what I do. I'm trying to break that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a procrastinator to, like, you know, like, really, really close procrastinating. Like, as far as something is due at midnight, then I'm sitting here doing it at, like, 10 o'clock. Like, no, I don't procrastinate that far. Like, how close do you procrastinate?
From,
like, if something is due at the end of the week, when would you do it? Like, all right, so today, say today is Monday. If something is due Friday, when do you do it?
All right, so I probably, you said to do Friday.
Yes.
Right? To do Friday, I would probably do it Friday. It depends what time Friday. If it's late Friday, I'd do it.
All right, so say it's like, actually, like, midnight Friday. Like, so it was really due, like, Thursday night.
Oh, so, like, Thursday night, I'd be just, like, start, you know, like, the first draft, researching, that'd be Thursday night.
Gotta get better.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to some topics, because I don't want people to think we're just having a full conversation, Tracy. But, so me, I was actually talking to you about what I could talk about on my show today, right?
Yeah.
And you brought up some great questions, and I figured, how about talking about all three?
Right? All three. I figured you was gonna do that. How'd I know?
You figured?
Yeah, I knew.
You
it.
Really figured? You did.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the first question you asked was, should women always have to be approached first? My question is, all right, so why do you feel like women are always approached first?
Yes, I do feel that way. Like, all the time.
All the time,
yes.
When?
Mm-hmm. You said all the time when?
Yeah. You approaching,
like,
women?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Nah, okay.
Nah,
so, yeah, like, you, like, feel like women don't ever, like, approach a guy?
Nah, I mean, I've seen it before, but I feel like it's not, like, often. Like, that's very rare. And, like, my question
was, when you've
seen
it before, and what, like, instance?
Like, for example.
Was she drunk?
The female? No, yeah. Not even drunk. She was in her right mind, at least I would hope,
okay.
Like to think. And they came up, and it was like, oh, what's up?
They was coming to you?
I mean, yeah, this is before. We talk about passes. This is
okay.
Whatever. So they was like, oh, what's up? Such and such, exchange numbers, and, you know, cool. But I feel like that doesn't happen a lot. Like, why doesn't that happen more often?
Like, when they came up to you, what did they say? I feel like that takes a lot of bold guys.
A male and do that?
What?
So, like, you personally, would you...
Wait, no. What did they say when they came up to you?
Oh,
like, how did they start the conversation?
I mean, I'm
like,
not going to know.
Like, yo,
I don't know what they said.
You got a nice hat. Like, what are you, what did they say?
Oh. They were like, oh, I think you're attractive. Boom.
They said attractive.
Like a male.
You
lying. Like a male would do. Why would I lie?
They said attractive. They said that word attractive.
Oh, how am I supposed to remember? This was years ago.
You lying. You remember everything other than now. You want to get caught up.
Oh, my God.
I go.
So, yeah. It's like, oh, you're attractive. So on and so forth. exchange numbers, like I said. Yeah. That's not the point. The point was, why doesn't it happen?
I know, but I'm trying to figure out. Like, this is why I think it doesn't happen. I think it doesn't happen because I feel like women are never in that type of situation where they would feel comfortable to approach a guy, in my opinion, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, I feel like unless it's like a, I don't know, like school or where I'm seeing you every day type thing. But like, I don't know, because then it's like two sides to it, in my opinion. Like, I feel like, why shouldn't a woman be able to approach a man, you know? Because women should be confident in themselves where they feel as if they can approach a guy and, you know, get a good reaction without sounding, I guess, thirsty or whatever, you know?
But that's not actually a thing. Like, thirst is not actually a thing, so.
Thirsty is not actually a thing?
That's not really a thing.
Thirsty?
Yeah, I don't believe that's really a thing. Like, being thirsty.
Wait, what? Like, so you
we're
don't
not even
think
going there. We're not going
thirsty.
There. We're not. That wasn't the question.
All right. So going back to women. Wait, what was the question?
Oh my God.
Should women always have to be approached first? Should women always have to be approached first? Okay. No, women should not always have to be approached first.
All right, cool. So, like, my next example of that was going to be, like, what popped in my head was, like...
Don't cut me off, okay?
I'm sorry. I just had some input. So, my other example of that would be, like, not to say that I agree with this, but, like, women proposing to men. Like, how do you feel on that?
Oh, no.
I figured.
Oh, no. Me get down with, like, you mean get on my knee? Like, I gotta get on the knee.
I don't know.
I talked about chivalry, like, in an old episode of Good Vibes, right? Chivalry is so dead. Like, I think guys, that's just like a man's place, you know? Like, that's something a man is supposed to do. It's not, even though we're in a time where women are, you know, taking roles that men, you know, traditionally had. You understand what I'm saying? Like, as far as cooking and working and making more money and, you know, just being just totally independent. But there's just some roles, in my opinion, that guys just have to do. And it's, you know, like, it's just a part of being a gentleman.
I agree with you.
I feel like guys should approach a girl. Like, and I feel like that's the only way it should be. I'm sorry.
So you just switched everything.
I mean, I think in some cases it might be like, okay, but in most cases I feel like it's not okay. I don't know. If anybody disagrees with me and agrees with Tristan, call in, tell me why. 619-638-8432. Meanwhile, Tracy just said, I think if you're a traditional type of person, then as a woman, you expect a man to approach you. That's what I said.
I agree. Okay.
But she says, if the female is really feeling a guy, then she should go ahead and approach the guy. And not necessarily in a, I want to take you out sense, but Tracy is saying personally, she would just introduce herself like he was if she was just to make a friend.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I'm Tracy.
Like, yeah, so Tracy, that's what she said. Yeah. That's how Tracy said. He just said he gave me a bird. Oh.
I did not see all that.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's a good topic. I don't know. I feel like I didn't think about this question as hard as I'm thinking about it now when I first read it. Like, this question is really worth exploring, in my opinion.
So
why do you feel like women don't approach? Why do you feel like women don't like approach men?
Why do I feel like women don't approach men? Just cause like I haven't heard. I've been around a good amount of people. I've you know, and I don't hear it. I don't hear it talked about.
So you just, you don't know
and
why.
And I don't see
you,
it.
You just know it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I just.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And
I'm
I think,
tell you
yeah,
why.
I think that's, oh, that's another good point. I think women, not to say, I think that's a good point. I think women may be, I don't know if this is about to get me in trouble, but like more scared to get rejected than men. Is that a?
I'm scared of rejection in general. Period. And I mean, I guess it's something that I shouldn't have with me my whole life, but definitely something I'm working on. But
yeah.
I found an article where it says the 9 basic reasons why girls still won't approach a guy first. And I'm going to share that after this break. So I'm going to go to a music break and we'll be right back. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about this particular question of should women always have to be approached first? And basically, we really haven't established an answer for that, but we were kind of exploring the reasons why girls don't approach a guy first. So this article I found on Elite Daily, the number one question was, what if you have a girlfriend? That's why a girl wouldn't approach a guy first.
How would they know that?
Exactly. That's why they wouldn't approach him.
Okay. All right.
That's why they're saying, what if you have a girlfriend? But I feel honestly, if a girl has a boyfriend, a guy approaching her, like, he wouldn't care. You know? Like, he wouldn't care if she has a boyfriend. But I feel like most females would care if a guy has a girlfriend.
Has a girlfriend.
Do you agree with that, Justin?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You agree with that? That's interesting. So another reason was, I'm probably not your type. It says he probably likes the bodybuilder chicks who meal prep. I mean, I meal prep on and off, but probably not as much as he would like. You know what? Forget it. I'm definitely not his type. That was an example that Elite Daily posted. It's so corny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Tristan, what's your type?
What's my type?
Yeah.
I don't really have one of those. It's just...
You don't have a type?
No.
So,
let me see.
Do you understand, like, this reason? Why it says... I don't know. I don't think I agree with this reason. Like, I'm probably not your type. I don't know. I feel like most guys don't really have a type either.
Yeah.
Unless... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I agree with this reason either. And the next one says... You'll think I'm a try hard. Like, you think I'm trying too hard if I approach you first. I think I agree with that one. Like,
but these are all,
I
like,
know.
I don't really, I just feel like these are based off a lot of assumption.
Yeah, I mean, it's only an article, it's not like facts. But, the other one say, I crept on you and I didn't like what I saw. That's funny. Like, I guess they did.
Can you stop reading this article?
Wait, no, I'm not done. Oh, the last one. Oh, my God, this is a good one. It says, what if you say no? Duh. I think that should be number one. I think rejection is, like, the biggest fear. No?
No, it's like, yeah, I agree. It's people who fear rejection.
Definitely think rejection.
Both genders.
Okay, let's go to the next question. So the next question was, what can make a healthy relationship?
Oh, this is a good question. Who thought of this?
So answer it.
Oh, me? Oh, all right. What makes a healthy relationship? Okay, number one, communication. Oh, let's go. So, communication makes a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Fun. Fun.
Fun makes a healthy relationship?
Yeah, fun makes a healthy relationship as well. Because you can't have a boring relationship. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Like, a relationship should always, for a healthy relationship, it should always feel fresh. What do I mean by that?
Like, spontaneous, maybe?
Huh? What do you mean?
Or new? I don't know. What do you mean by fresh?
Fresh, I mean, like when you see that person or talk to that person, it feels new, you know? Like, you still
okay,
get that
I
feeling.
Get
yeah, all right.
But I think that's more internal. It's not really something that you can...
Oh, like control?
Work on. Like, you can work on communication. You can work on, like, being fun. You can't really work on how you feel to the other person. You know?
That's... You're right. I mean... Yeah,
I know.
Right.
I'm like...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Relax.
What else? What else do you need to have a healthy relationship?
You need trust. That's, like, a big one. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel when you put those in the pot, you get a healthy relationship. There you go.
In the pot.
In the pot.
I think a healthy relationship, I agree with most of them. I think communication is definitely one. I think sharing is a good one.
Sharing?
I think, yeah, I feel like when we're not just communicating as far as like, I got to talk to you just because I got to talk to you, you know, we're sharing our thoughts, you know, emotions. Like if I feel a certain way, I need to communicate that to you. It's not just communicating, but it's like sharing and communicating. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Definitely trust too. I like the fun one. That was a good one. Yeah. So like what would make like a not so healthy relationship? If you don't have those things, are you saying if you don't have those things, it's not healthy? Like if you guys don't have fun, then you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because like not having fun can turn into other shit. Like,
yeah,
like oh, you're no fun. I'm gonna go have fun with somebody else, and then you see how easy shit just went to shit.
Can you stop cursing?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. I think that was a good topic. Do you feel like you need to add anything else to it?
Question? Oh, no, that was simple and sweet. Okay.
Okay. The last question is, what are things you pay attention to or look for while dating? Okay, I don't understand this question. You gotta explain.
All right. So, what do you pay attention to? So, like, you ever dated somebody and, like, you just watch their actions or the way they do certain things and it may rub you the wrong way?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so, like, once you go through that experience, you're like, all right, I don't want this in my next relationship or whatever. So you start looking for those things. You feel me?
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I feel like the question may have been worded differently. Like how can you, like take the good from a past relationship or something like that? Like, what do you take from past relationships to learn for future relationships or something? Because this question, I don't know, it makes me think, like, what do you pay attention to when you're dating someone? Just like, not what do you look forward to when you're dating the next person? You know?
All right, so let's do that then.
Wait, let's see what.
Didn't you just give like two different... Yeah.
I don't even remember what I just said.
Oh, my God. So, all right. All right. So, instead of what I asked, let's switch it to, like, what do you look for when dating something? This was something. Oh, my God. Somebody.
What do you look for?
Like, for example, all right, you ever dated somebody and they're like, oh, like, the little things, like, oh, don't walk on this side of the street because what if a car, you know, stuff like that, like gentleman etiquette. Yeah.
Yeah. That goes back into like chivalry. Right? What are we even talking about?
Oh my God, yo.
Okay. All right. So we'll come back to that question, okay?
Yes, you will. Please.
So, did you hear that Lamar Odom and Khloé are calling off their divorce? And they're going to try to work things out?
Oh, really?
I did not hear that. So, listen, according to USA Today, the court approved the couple's withdrawal of papers that would have ended their marriage. So, Lamar, he signed the request for dismissal on Tuesday, and And yeah, now Odom, he's recuperating in Los Angeles Hospital after what happened to him last week. It's amazing how you can go from, like, graveyard status to, like, just recuperating, you know? Like, prayer really works because people really had him, you know, as vegetable, brain dead.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's really good. And would you, I don't know, how do you feel about Chloe and Lamar trying to work things out?
Me personally, I wouldn't advise that. Like, that's not something I would do, you know.
What, work things out with an ex?
What happened?
That you were married to?
Huh?
I said, like, you wouldn't advise working things out with an ex that you were married to?
Yeah, because, like, it's just a situation. Like, Lamar Odom, he was going through whatever he was going through, and then, you know, the thing with her and French Montana, and then, like, it just, me personally, if I was Lamar Odom, and then after the French Montana thing, I'd be like, nah.
Like a bad
life. That's just me. Nah, I'm just saying, it's French Montana.
Okay. Okay, I see. I understand. Well, what about... Go ahead. What did you say?
Nah, nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Tidal, they hosted a surprise concert in Brooklyn last night. Did you hear about that?
At the Barclays?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, so according to TheVerge.com, they had a massive concert with a live show equivalent to that of streaming music. So basically, they said that everyone was there to play exactly two songs and then they left. So Tidal, they celebrated 1 million subscribers and they wanted to promote a new HTC phone. And also they wanted to raise money for nonprofit organizations that were dedicated to advancing positive community relations. So all for good cause. It turned out that Tidal X, also known as 1020, was more or less the live show version of streaming music. All the artists in one place playing one or two hits, then they cleared out for the next act. I don't know. I feel like I still would have wanted, like, I was low-key jealous when the videos of, like, Nicki and Beyonce came out to Feeling Myself.
Yeah.
Like, they look so, oh, my God. Like, that was the first time they ever performed that song live together. So, I don't know. It seemed like it was just dope. Like, it was so many artists there. And I don't know. I wouldn't have cared if they just played two songs and left. And then, like, went to the next person.
It's just the fact that they did it.
Huh?
That's cool though. I said that's dope.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, did they have to pay? Did people have to pay for that? Or was it just, if you were a Tidal subscriber, it was free?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I have to look into that. But, for our last... go ahead.
I was about to ask about, because you know Tidal is a... It's like a music streaming provider or whatever. So have you heard about the thing between them and, like, Apple Music?
No, what happened?
It's like, basically it's like, I mean, I'm not, like, a number one source, but they're kind of, like, going head-to-head to be, like, the major music streamer or whatever. So,
what, Apple?
Like, my question is, yeah, Apple and...
okay.
Yeah, because, you know, they're competitors. So
right.
what do you have? Tidal,
I don't have either,
Tidal,
but honestly, Tidal is giving so many perks for being a subscriber. I consider going to Tidal before I went to Apple Music.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm neither.
Neither? You just wouldn't do it?
Yeah, neither. I just, you know, I'm out here.
Pandora for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's Pandora.
All right. For the last news. So did you heard about being Mary Jane? Wait, what?
Oh no, I had something to say about Pandora too.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope if Pandora is listening, I have a question. They need to fix the radios, I believe, because I was listening to Kendrick Lamar's
you
radio.
You said Pandora is listening. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was listening to, yeah, I selected Kendrick Lamar's radio, you know, Kendrick Lamar. And all I heard was Drake. So I think they need to fix that. Like, whoever's doing that, they're messing up. Like, they're two different people.
You didn't hear any Kendrick Lamar?
Nah, I heard like one Kendrick song and then the rest was like a whole bunch of Drake.
Oh, I don't know. That happened to me too on my way home, actually. Like, I was listening to Aaliyah radio and they was playing like songs from Beyonce's album. And I've never ever heard that before. Like, ever have I ever heard Beyonce on Aaliyah radio. Like, ever. Ever. Oh. And I just, I mean, I enjoyed it, but.
Yeah, of course you did.
But the last thing I have is, so have you heard of the show Being My Jane?
Yes, I heard about it.
Did you watch this 2-hour season premiere last night?
Nah, no.
Didn't? Why not? No. Was it for the Well, basically, the last season ended with Mary Jane's ex, whose name is David. He accidentally called her while she was driving, right? So throughout the call, Mary Jane realizes he accidentally, like, butt dialed her. And so she's just listening in just to be nosy, right? So she finds out that he and her best friend was sleeping together. While she's driving, she's getting this information, and that caused her to get into a car accident. So that's the premiere picked up last night. Her on her way to the hospital, the emergency room. It was like really bad. And they revealed her facial scars, which were really bad. And basically, because Mary Jane is a news anchor. So basically the show, the premiere was about, is she going to get her job back? Are they going to wait for her to heal? There was a new replacement and blah, blah, blah. It was really good. But back to why she caused the accident. So how do you feel about a best friend and an ex having, like, relationships, like, relations together?
I actually went
Would
through
you
this.
Allow your best friend to, you know, mess with your ex-girlfriend? You would?
Yeah, I actually went through this before.
What?
So, hello?
I'm listening. Go ahead. Oh my gosh. What just happened? Anyway, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Please leave your message for
Yeah.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that, guys. Tristan, are you here?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. So you were telling about a story about the best friend and the ex thing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's where we left off when we went to Greek.
Yeah, it happened before, but what helped was he asked before.
And you said it was okay?
Yeah, I said it was cool.
What? Why?
You said why?
Yeah.
Because it was something he wanted at the time, and I'm not going to be a hater.
So, like, is that still your best friend?
Yeah.
That's actually, like, really crazy to me. Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah.
Never mind. I don't think I want to know anymore. But, okay.
So
basically,
like,
you feel like that's okay for a best friend?
I mean, it depends on the situation, I feel.
Like, what is the situation? Like, I'm so confused. I would never be okay with this, like, ever. Like, even if it was a boyfriend that I had in kindergarten. No, my best friend, you can't have him. No, sorry, I hate him. You can't do it.
Because, like, situation, so how long you guys been together, I think that's an important thing. It's like somebody you've been with for, like, years, for, like, 4 or 5 years. That's, you know.
So, like, somebody you've been with for, like, 1 or 2 years is, like, okay, that's still best friend you can have.
Not really, years don't mean nothing either. I guess it's just really based on how you felt about that person. So, like,
wow.
If you're willing. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay. That's very interesting. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I just feel like that's crazy, but maybe that's just me. If you feel like, nah, you wouldn't be able to do that, 619-638-8432. And, like, y'all was able to chill. Did he tell you about it afterwards?
Yeah, like, he told me about it before it's crazy because you know him too, but he told me, like, before he even, like, he told me they was talking, and then he told me, like, after, like, yo, he wanted to pursue it, so I'm like, yo, go ahead, do your thing. It was, like, I was
not this, like, an ex-girlfriend, or just somebody
yeah.
to talk to?
Nah, it was an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, hell
then,
no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
And then... I guess at the time it didn't really hurt as much because I was with her friend, her best friend. It was.
All right, done. That's it. We're done. I'm done. I'm gonna stop it.
All right, next topic.
So it looks like it's already 8:50, and I do have a house tip, and of course, I'll tell you guys my Women Crush Wednesday, but So I put on my snap earlier, if you wanted to learn about the benefits of Wulong tea, it's spelled O-O-L-O-N-G. It's a Japanese type of tea, and it's great for if you want to lose weight. Like, a cup of this tea can actually tell your body to burn fat for energy. And, I mean, green tea and tea in general is just really good for you, as well as water. But the results have indicated that after consuming Wulong tea, you will expend more energy than if you were to drink green tea or water, and that it can last up to 2 hours. So it gives you more energy, it helps you burn fat, helps you lose weight, and I think Wulong tea is perfect. You can get it at any grocery store, And that's my health tip for today. I usually do like a praise report. Do you have anything to praise about, Tristan?
Anything, huh?
I said, do you have anything to like praise about?
I wanted to add on to this tea thing. I bought some tea the other day, and it was really good.
What kind?
It was chai spice tea.
Ooh, I love chai tea.
Yeah, it's,
did you know that?
It was amazing. Huh?
I said, did you know that I love chai tea?
That you love chai tea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew that.
So that's why you got it?
No.
Yeah, that's why you got it. Oh. So you don't have a praise report?
Nah. Only if I knew what that was.
A praise report? Like something that you're happy about, want to praise the Lord about?
Oh, praise the Lord about. That I have such a good support system. Like the people I've come across and like my family and all that, like they really support me. I can say that much.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise you.
So it's 8:53. Do you have a Women Crush Wednesday?
Do I have a woman crush Wednesday? Yeah.
What do you have a crush Wednesday?
So, huh?
Why are you being so retarded? Who is your woman crush Wednesday?
Oh, who is my, okay, I'm thinking.
But you said you had one.
I know.
Okay, I'll go first. My women crush Wednesday is my mama, because this morning on my way to Capitol Hill, I had gotten an Uber. I thought he was going to kill me, so I called my mama, and she saved me. But she's my woman crush every day. Yeah, because she was like, say that this is your father. And I was like, hey, daddy. So I pretended like I was talking to my father. But yeah, he was really creepy, and I gave him one star.
Oh, you
anyway.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yes, I will rate you. Anyway, people? We have 1 minute left. Tristan, who's your woman crush Wednesday? It's so good to see you.
My woman crush, I would have to say, Miss Erykah Badu.
You don't say me.
Such a hater. Because
Erykah
is Hotline Bling. Yeah.
What? Yeah, Cloud.
Yeah, I like her version of Hotline Bling.
It took you that long to think about that.
Yeah, because it just came back. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. That was like my song for the week.
But. It's good vibes, and I hope you guys enjoyed this silly radio session we just had. But tune in next week. Hope you guys enjoy Empire. This is why I'm ending at 8:55 now, so you guys can get to your television. But good vibes, good energy, good convo, good music. I'm gonna end with one of my favorite songs, and it's really helping me get to school and get through everything in life. So hopefully, it encourages you as well. So, bye. See you guys next week. Thank you, Tristan, for calling in with me.
No doubt.
Bye, guys.